Today, Holy Week begins. The drama of the liturgical year is coming towards its climax. In parishes, families, monasteries, convents, schools, groups of people all over the world, we're all becoming excited as we enter into this sacred time, a time of lengthy reflection on the great mysteries of our faith. The atmosphere of prayer and involvement deepens as we reenact once again these rich liturgies in the company of many others. We're joined with people and parishes right around the globe, and together also with all those who've gone before us right back for 16 or 17 centuries. It's an amazing thought to contemplate that this has been going on so long. The sacredness of the meditation of this lengthy period seeps into our being gradually and transforms us little bit by little bit if we are willing to enter into it. A powerful example of this transformation is in the person of Oscar Romero. This Palm Sunday is the 33rd anniversary of his martyrdom as Bishop of El Salvador. There are many comparisons between things that he did as he faced the terrible oppression of his people and what Jesus did as he walked among those who were oppressed in his day. The other day on the radio here, in a completely different context, I heard someone give a quote: "To be neutral favors the oppressor." And neither of these two, Jesus Christ, nor Oscar Romero, nor countless other people during the history of Christianity, have remained neutral. And that's always a challenge to us as we ponder the difficulties of our day and age, and the challenge of Jesus Christ. In the second reading of the Mass today, we are reminded once again, in the reading from the Philippians, that Jesus did not consider his state so divine, but he surrendered it. He gave it up. So did Bishop Romero. He gave up his role of a learned, studious cleric when, as bishop, he walked among the people who were suffering in his diocese. The colt that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on, that young donkey, was an example of the subsistence level means of transportation and cartage. It wasn't the like the horse, a symbol of honor in so many centuries. Even today, in poor countries, the donkey is still the asset for people living at subsistence level. The donkey, too, has many characteristics which we can reflect on, in that it can be a bit stubborn and get stuck into what it wants, it prefers, and we are like that as well. But it has very big ears, and they tell me they can hear sounds from an amazing distance. Its bray is lengthy and echoes on for 3 kilometers or so. And so too the teaching and example and the death of Jesus has echoed down all these centuries, and I'm sure that of Oscar Romero will as well. The rooster too, the one who crowed towards the end of the long Gospel of Luke being read today, the rooster, the voice there sings out. And I think perhaps these are lessons for preachers of the gospel. We have to remain humble and at the grassroots level, and at the same time be listening, be alert to what is happening and the needs around us, and at the same time sing out with a very loud voice. May you all be blessed during this Palm Sunday, also known as Passion Sunday, and during the whole of the coming week.